Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another afternoon here. It's Tuesday afternoon. Today's date is March the 18th, 2014. And I just came back from a walk just a little bit ago, and, well, it wasn't really a long walk. But my parents are out at the States, and just bear with the beeping there. It's an answering machine. When someone calls and leaves a message, instead of just flashing a light, it also does this beeping every so often. So if you keep hearing it, that's what that is. It's just an indicator. It's just an audible indicator that somebody's called. And I don't know what the button, where the button is to turn it off. So I'll just leave it till they get home. And probably one of the relatives or somebody called. But you know they'll deal with it when they get home. But anyway, not really too much is going on. Yesterday's audio boo, if you caught that, was from St. Catherine's General as I was leaving it from another phlebotomy. Yeah, I've got to have four of these. So I too have got one next week and then one the following week. The idea is, I guess, the doctor that's looking after these wants me to have it because my red blood cells are a little on the high side. He wants to lower them down. I remember, I think it was a year or so ago when he told me it was about like, I think it was 181 or 183 or 185 or something like that, which I don't know what that means, what normal count is, what high, what dangerous level is, whatever, but I guess he feels that he wants these done, so to keep the red blood cell count down. Some fancy terminology. The fancy term for that is polycythemia rubra vera, is the fancy term for that, which means a body's increases production of red blood cells, and it's these phlebotomies. The design is, I guess, to keep that under control. And of course, the alternative treatment is medication and or just take baby aspirin. I take a herbal alternative to that, although I don't know if it's really, I have to really check to really see if it really is as effective as that or not. It's white willow my dad gives me. He's really into the vitamins and all that stuff. But anyway, that's the scoop. So I just did that for the record everything project. It wasn't really a project. It was just whatever you want. If you see some of these where you don't hear any talking, you just hear like recordings of that, there is something we do call on Audio Boo that, and Twitter, there's a Twitter account for that called Record Everything. And that is just that. You just basically just turn the recorder on. It can be like you don't have to use Audio Boo. I mean, they recommend it, but you can use, people use TWUP.me or whatever it is, or probably could use SNDUP too. But anyway, as long as you put the hashtag in it, and it goes through Twitter, REC, like capital REC, capital EV, is for the record everything. And then if you like record everything, we'll follow you. And I guess they'll tweet out anything. I guess the idea is just to get life as it is. And so that's what that was yesterday. More, it wasn't really an update one yesterday, so I'm doing the one today. I was out for, as I said, a bit of a walk, and my parents went to the States, as I said. They left, I had some cereal, so it really wasn't much, just some cereal with banana, and figured it would be okay, but then when I was here, I was going for a walk, I thought, no, Delma suggested I go, maybe just go to Subway or something, because cereal wouldn't be enough. I figured, well, okay, my mom usually fixes something a little bit, so. But that cereal wasn't hardly anything. So I did decide to take up and go to the local Subway here, which in Niagara-on-the-Lake, a few years ago, they got a Subway. And, of course, years ago, when that part of the plaza was first built, that was a donut shop years ago. And, you know, it's like anywhere that I remember from a long time ago. I remember what exactly was where. Like, when I went in, of course, the door had been moved over to the middle. It was kind of more on one side, and the service counter was to the left, and it was all there. But now it's totally different. The counter's kind of along what was the back, and there used to be washrooms there and a wall, and it was all totally, it was completely redone. And, like, where the counters were was just, like, some tables and there. And I think where the entrance was, I think there was like some soft chairs and like a low table there. I was going to sit there, but I thought, no, the table was kind of on the low side. So I sat kind of in the one corner there that had been originally a table there, and I think there was a payphone on the wall kind of in that corner. So, yeah, I think that was, I think used to be M&M Meats for a short time too, and then there's a UPS store beside that, and that used to be years ago, it was vacant, and then there was a wallpaper place too, and then Heavy Duty Pizza, that used to be here too, kind of sort of on the corner, the one end there, now I think it's called Rest and Rest to Go. It's, I guess, like a restaurant type thing. They got pizza there and other stuff there too, and I think they've taken, they've expanded to take part of it. And then then upstairs there's some offices too. But anyway, I was at Subway, and then I went for a bit of a walk, and then came back here and made me some coffee and having a little bit of cake my mom left here, and so that's what my afternoon was doing. It's supposed to be about 6 or 7, according to the weather reports, and that's like St. Catharines. It here, I think, is a little less. I think it's probably about upper 30s or maybe 40 degrees. But we do have the sunshine and the blue sky. And, excuse me, I have a big cup of coffee here. It's not the cup that I've sometimes had, but it will do. So, that's that. Today's Tuesday. Tomorrow they're talking possibly freezing rain, but we'll have to wait and see. It's supposed to be up to 6 degrees tomorrow, but it's supposed to be cloudy and dull. And so, just bear with me. I apologize if my talking with a mouthful offends anybody, but you know, I hope you all can still understand me. But anyway, that's that. And Thursday's bowling. There was none last week because of spring break, and the alley is usually full, so we didn't do it. But there's no tournament this year. They're not going to do, I don't know if they're going to, if they've stopped the tournaments now permanently or what, the Ontario Blind Bowlers is no longer doing them. It was in Barrie this year, and but there was not a lot of teams registered. There was only three other teams that had registered, plus the Barrie teams, so it really wouldn't be much competition, so they just didn't bother with it. And so it was supposed to be 25th to the 27th of April that weekend, but the 26th, which would have been that Saturday, but that's not to be. So it's too bad in a way, but in a way I don't actually mind it, because, you know, I think, you know, like, you know, I just like to bowl just for the fun of it, I guess. And, you know, I know some weeks when I have lousy scores, I don't really think so, but overall it gets me out of the house and all, and so, which is a good thing. And in May, I'm hoping to go to Alabama, probably around the 20th, which is just after the May Victoria Day long weekend. And, well, here in Canada, at least, it's Victoria Day. In the States, it's not a holiday until the next week when it's Memorial Day, which is the unofficial start to summer. Here, Victoria is kind of the unofficial start to the summer season. So a lot of people open their cottages and stuff like that. But didn't really do anything for St. Patrick's Day yesterday. Nothing special. It was just another day, well, besides going out to the doctor, well, going to that blood drawn yesterday. There was nothing, I don't know, never really did, that's good school we kind of did for fun, but it was nothing really significant, anything like that. So, anyway, that's it for this recording, and I will talk at y'all, or boo at y'all later. So everyone have a blessed day, and so long till next audio boo.